Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your one-stop shop for personal and business insurance services. Let's dive into this week's top stories from the Australian insurance industry. First up, a significant pact in the commercial marine, caravan, and motorbike sectors. NM Insurance has embarked on a 5-year tenure of progress with capacity provider Zurich, marking a milestone in their partnership initiated back in 2020. This development not only bolsters broker confidence, but also promises business stability and sets the pace for delivering niche insurance products. Indeed, a testament to NM Insurance's ongoing expansion and commitment to service continuity in niche risk strategies. CEO Lyndon Turner and Zurich's own Alex Morgan underscore the importance of this union in terms of underwriting discipline and a robust growth strategy. Turning now to cybersecurity, a subject that is increasingly crucial in our digital age. CFC Underwriting Limited has stepped up to the plate, launching a free cyber masterclass aimed at enhancing broker proficiency in cyber insurance. This resource, be it for newcomers or experts in the field, seeks to arm brokers with the cybercrime expertise needed to address client concerns, manage risks, and stand out in a competitive market. In today's world, where cyber threats are on the ascent, initiatives like these are essential for protecting client interests and keeping pace with industry standards. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, major insurance schemes are currently undergoing scrutiny. The state is revisiting its compulsory third-party, or CTP, insurance and lifetime care schemes, an exercise last conducted in 2022. This review holds paramount importance for vehicle owners as well as individuals with severe injuries resulting from road accidents. The public has been called on to provide input up until October 10th, underscoring the significance of inclusive discussions in shaping the adequacy and effectiveness of these critical schemes. Finally, in a decisive ruling, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority backed insurer Allianz's decision to hike a homeowner's flood coverage premiums. The homeowner, unaware of this change, claimed a hefty refund. The case accentuates the human responsibility towards vigilance in managing insurance coverage details and serves as a stark reminder of the imperative to review all insurance communications carefully. That's our wrap for this week's key happenings from the landscape of Australian insurance. Stay informed, stay insured, Australia. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for news. For more details, visit us on financialservicesonline.com.au and join us again for the next weekly insurance news wrap.